Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at wholesalehunter.com. Wholesalehunter.com, that's wholesalehunter.com.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's damage in Dallas, Texas from a tornado touchdown. There's a door-to-door search going on, making sure everybody's okay. Catherine Pascal says at her house,
one whole wall of the garage and the garage door were taken off the whole frame and deposited in the alley behind the garage, and four windows and three trees we lost.
Tens of thousands of people are without power. The first federal trial over opioid addiction starts today in Cleveland.
Earlier this month, Johnson & Johnson settled a lawsuit with two Ohio counties for $20 million. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says drug overdoses have dramatically increased over the last two decades. And in 2017, more than 70,000 people died from drug overdoses. Of those, about 68% involved a prescription or illegal opioid.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
It is time for the name game at 2 minutes after 6 o'clock, just ahead of the forecast with Rich. And our name this hour is Raymond Hayslip. Raymond Hayslip. You have until 7 to call us at 396-5477, 396-5477.
Is this the final week?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I was just curious.
Hang on 1 second. And I'm trying to figure out what the prize is. You know, this radio station is becoming a bureaucracy.
Is this the Carnival Cruise? I'm trying to remember. I'm just trying to remember.
Well, you know what? It's really swell.
It is, and we will get to the bottom of this.
That's right. Yeah. We'll have it all figured out for you. Right now, all we need to get out is that Raymond Hayslip is this hour's name. You have till 7 to call us at 396-5477.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
We're dry this morning. I think we're dry through midday. But during the afternoon, the chance of showers and thunderstorms will be increasing. We have a strong front moving through. It hasn't entered the state yet, but it will enter the state this evening. And there is a severe weather risk today. Much of the state in a marginal risk. That's the low end, level one. But parts of the state, you'll see on my morning video, are in yellow. That would be western and much of South Alabama. That is a level two severe weather risk. So we'll be watching things very carefully. Make sure you have our weather app on your phone or tablet. With the damaging wind gust, the main threat today, high 81, tonight's low 60. Tomorrow, risk of a shower towards dawn, I would think. But then morning clouds give way to afternoon sun, 72 tomorrow. Chilly nights again with jacket weather Tuesday night and Wednesday night as we're back in the 40s. Could be some more rain as early as Thursday night late into Friday. And maybe affecting the weekend. Right now this morning, we have partly cloudy skies, calm winds, 61 now, 604.
It is a beautiful Monday.
I hate Mondays.
How bad?
How bad?
I'll bet follow Monday home, blockade the door, and burn the house down with Monday still inside.
Okay, I guess that's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Can't somebody say, hey, let's be positive?
Let's try to be positive.
And here's a thought.
You're still alive.
And you're still alive.
Every day above ground is a good day.
What about coal miners?
God, you're a douche.
Let's start the show.
Let's get it going. Just before we came on the air, I heard of a celebrity passing that many people in our audience probably have no idea, but Bill Macy, actor, 97 years old, played B. Arthur's husband on Maude, Walter.
Oh, yes. He was 97?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't even know that he was still with us. That would have been
either.
Good, dead or alive, but...
When you said Macy, I thought of the other actor, the big deal Macy.
And I don't think there's any relation.
Felicity's husband.
For a while, Bill Macy was a big deal Macy.
Yeah.
Yeah, William H. Right. I wonder if he's visiting her in the slammer.
I don't know, but they've got a lot of pictures of her walking around in her prison clothes.
Well, you know, there's a thing in life called consequences.
Uh-huh.
I know what they are because I have had many of them.
And truth.
And they either make you a better person or you just never learn and you keep going back.
Mm-hmm.
Which we'd hate to see. God, I feel like I was just so on top of everything this morning. I was here early, had everything ready. And then at the last minute, I think it was my water bottle. I'll blame that for... Hey, Jay.
Morning.
How was the rest of your birthday weekend?
That was fantastic.
But he was...
I spent it in bed, sick.
Under the weather all weekend.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
At 6 minutes after six, I know somebody who was here because he left some stuff behind over the weekend, but Tuesday through Saturday is known as the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime. We are almost just 2 months from Christmas. Terry Adams and Adams Motorsports every year do what they call a Christmas layaway program for that dad or mom or parents who decide, let's do something big that the family can enjoy for years to come and make this Christmas even more memorable. You put it on layaway, you get your deal now at these super low interest rates they have, anywhere from 0 to 1.9 to 2.9%, and then they store it for you. And when you're ready to surprise the family, they'll put a big red bow on it for you, and you're all set to go. Stop by and see Terry and his team for off-road excitement from Polaris products that are made right here in Alabama, Kawasaki, Suzuki, Kymco, and more, and a great pre-owned inventory to browse at adamsmotorsports.com. That's about all you can do today because they're closed on Monday so that Terry's team can get out and enjoy the products they sell because that's their lifestyle. They live it. They're at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle, and again, open right now at adamsmotorsports.com. Local news at 6:07. Our TV topic today.
Working 4 days a week at 10 hours and having 3 days off for the weekend. 27% of companies are now doing it. And unlimited vacation time.
Unlimited, yeah. Where do you get that? Where's the company that lets you go away as for as long as you like?
Yeah. No limit.
Is that with or without pay, by the way?
I don't know.
Here's what's happening locally at 6:08.
Here's a look at today's top headlines. Authorities in Macon County are investigating a double homicide. Macon County Sheriff Andre Brunson says that a brother and sister were killed Sunday in Notasulga. The victims have been identified as William Guest Jr. and Sharon Guest. More information is expected to be released later today. And the search continues for 3-year-old Camille McKinney. The Birmingham Police Department has released surveillance video from within the Tom Brown housing complex around the same time as Camille McKinney was reported missing in hopes of identifying two witnesses. In Coosa County, authorities say a volunteer fireman was killed on duty. 45-year-old Michael Wayne Johnson with the Equality Fire Department was responding to a call when the truck he was driving left the road, struck an embankment, and then overturned on Coosa County Road 14. Johnson was ejected from his vehicle and pronounced dead at the scene. The cause of the wreck is still under investigation. And that's a look at today's top headlines. For these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Mandy McQueen.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Attorney Grubbs here, asking if you've heard of the program that serves 400 hot meals Monday through Friday to seniors in need and has a waiting list of 300 seniors. This program is Meals on Wheels, and it's one of the flagship programs of MCOA. I and other experts in the senior care community have decided to raise funds at the second annual Successful Aging Boot Camp to help those seniors and to help Meals on Wheels. Tickets are $25 and go on sale October 24th. The event is October 29th. Now, we sold out last year, so be sure to pre-register by finding us on Facebook or on Eventbrite, or call 334-649-4911. Again, all proceeds will go to MCOA. This is the second annual Successful Aging Boot Camp, where you will learn how to protect your life savings, pick the right long-term care facility, and how to be a rock star caregiver to those with dementia. Call 334-649-4911 to pre-register.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm Jay Valdez, owner and operator of the Sexy Costume Outlet, and this Halloween, Halloween is sexy, and anything you can think of, we can sexify at the Sexy Costume Outlet. We got lots of wigs, blue wigs, pink wigs, rainbow wigs, wigs that look like silver, gold, all the precious metals. You want to be a naughty kitty? We not only have sexy kitty ears, but bunny ears, mouse ears, puppy ears, koala ears, meerkat ears, pygmy hippopotamus ears, pot-bellied pig ears. Hell, we even have sexy deer antlers. Want to be a sexy naked mole rat for Halloween? We'll turn you into the sexiest naked mole rat ever. Body suit and booty shorts not included. And at the Sexy Costume Outlet, we have glitter, glitter, and more glitter. One lady wanted to be a sexy carburetor from a 1963 Chevy Impala. We made it happen at the Sexy Costume Outlet. My name is Jay Valdez, and he's gonna set you up. And while I didn't invent sexy, I'm approximately 43.7% responsible for making Halloween sexy. We're gonna sex you up at the Sexy Costume Outlet, sexifying Halloween since 2018.
He's
gonna set
you up. He's right, because I invented sexy.
What a bunch of crap.
Yeah, it is. Where are we? I'm sorting through. I thought I was way ahead of the game today. I'm separating Morning Maroons from Animal Stories. I have a couple of things on Facebook that are worth a look at, including the Rich Thomas weather video for today. Hang on while I pull it up. We have this is a Terry Adams kind of story. A dog that ran over his owner with a four-wheeler right here in Alabama, in Loxley. A story that says 90% of employees say they've been bullied at work. Really? And this is a doggy metaphor for that great breakfast that... Oh, you put a picture of it!
Yes, I did. What I didn't say on there, after careful consideration, I think it's my birthday breakfast request.
Well, I'll supersize it like I did for Jay.
Oh, no. Jeez. No. That size right there was perfect.
I will never, I'm not going to, I made that mistake once. No, I'm not doing that ever again. Oh, my God.
Too full?
Oh, it was, there is such a thing as too much of a good thing. And that was the day I discovered that. Well, oh, God, it was so much food.
I have breaking news.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
The Yankees suck.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That they do.
The Yankees suck.
Well, yeah.
Boy, they blew
now
it.
Now you know how I feel about what happened to the Braves, the meltdown. Braves, you know, I love my Braves, but they don't advance in the series. They don't advance.
Yeah, Georgia's cursed. I'll just tell you. Georgia is cursed.
Did you see Georgia fell to number 10?
Yeah. I'm telling you, Georgia's cursed.
Maybe they're just not that good. Do we have a winner of the predict-a-thon?
I have no clue. I was sick all weekend.
Oh, I
did not even watch the game.
But we got our first rainfall report from Digital Rainfall Boy. And
he preferred Rainfall Boy.
Yeah, not much on my end compared to you guys, by the way.
Well, from I-65 westward, it kind of fell apart.
Yeah.
But east of I-65, wow.
I had 1.20. That was the final.
I had 1.12, and the airport 1.52.
And what's your projection for today?
Because it's a convective situation, it will vary wildly. You know what I mean? It won't be an even number.
Uh-huh.
Some people will get a lot. Some people won't get much.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Does anybody want to know that exercising before breakfast burns twice as much fat? Why do they keep coming out with these things that say, do this. These 6 weeks tracking 30 men who were overweight or obese. I tried to become part of this group, but I was not qualified. I wasn't too good.
I was in too good of shape.
I've lost some weight, but
I was in too good of shape.
As Michael McDonald once said, I've got such a long way to go to make it to the border of Mexico. Both groups lost about the same amount of weight, but the guys who worked out before breakfast had better overall health benefits. So there you go. There's your medical story for the day. I can start throwing crap away, which is...
Yes, you can. Start and junking it.
We had a story last week. Remember the survey on which age is the worst?
Right.
45 was the number, according to this study, the least fun age. And today we have a song that... kind of encapsulates that story. It's 6:16. And if you're 45, we're sorry.
Once you're 45 years old, your life is boring. A wife and kids, two cars, a job and mortgage. Once you're 45 years old. I don't want to get old, wanna hang with my buddies. Cause in your 40s life is tedious and kinda cruddy. Spending half your life at work and worried about money. It's no fun what everyone's eventually becoming. Once you're 45 years old, you just watch TV and nobody invites you to their party. Once you're 45 years old.
That was fast, okay.
Yeah, did that nail it down for you?
No.
Okay. Are you 45 yet?
No.
Good luck when you get there. It is 6:17. I was conversing over the weekend with my buddy, Mr. Baumhauer. We're putting together a plan. You know, they're opening in East Chase.
Right.
I still haven't figured out where.
Me neither. I know a bunch of new things going up there on the parkway.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure if that's where it's going to be or not. Maybe it's in the old Blackfin location. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
That's been vacant for a year. You know why it's been vacant for a year? On account of, you want to know why?
Why has it been vacant for a year?
La Jolla got out of there and Blackfin got out of there because the rent was stupid crazy. Stupid crazy. Because that's their anchor location at East Chase. So stupid crazy, nobody can afford it.
So... I'm thinking, and those are both good restaurants, but very expensive.
Yeah.
And if they were that high and they still couldn't pay the rent.
Right.
They were busy, too. Yeah, I don't understand that. I mean, you want to make money, but don't you want... Isn't it better to have a place... It's like the guy that was the landlord at Bob's old location wanted ridiculous rent. I like that location. We had our own party room there.
Mm-hmm.
We broadcast afternoon shows from there.
Mm-hmm.
But he couldn't get a deal, and then when Smokey Bones, closed across the street,
there's
a
ready-made
building.
Yeah.
And it's a fine building. It's just not as friendly to group gatherings as the old one was.
Yep.
And, I think that old location sat there for years with nobody in it. That's an issue with a lot of buildings.
That doesn't make sense, you lower the rent, and you make more money.
19 minutes after 6 o'clock. All righty, here's what's going on. We got the timeline for October 21st coming up with Rich. Our TV chat today, again, we're going to have a little discussion on the... about one in four companies are using the 4 10-hour day work week, while the vast majority still do the 5 8-hour day work week, and we'll discuss the merits of that. I don't think it's ever going to change in our business, but that's another occasion, another story for another occasion at 6:20. Our first look at the roads with Skipper.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Hope you're having a great Monday morning. Checking the 31s for you. 231 out of Wetumpka. No problems there this morning, as well as 31 out of Prattville. Highway 331 out of Crenshaw County looking good. And Highway 231 is clear as well. No accidents to report in the city of Montgomery. Keep it up and let's have a nice Monday out there on the roads, all right? Enroll now for spring semester 2020 at Trenum State Community College. Classes start January the 8th. Change your life. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
The Capital City Club invites you to the first ever Fur Ball. Enjoy a night dressed to the nines as you celebrate and support canines, felines, and all our furry friends. Along with scrumptious food and breathtaking views, enjoy a silent auction and a live art auction like no other. The twist? Hidden paw prints. This event is open to the public, with a portion of the proceeds going to the Montgomery Humane Society. Get your tickets at classic.als.net/Capital City Club Montgomery and join us for the Fur Ball, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Halloween's almost here.
What is trick-or-treating?
Well, you put on a costume, you go door-to-door and say trick-or-treat, and people give you candy.
How am I supposed to be a zombie?
Zombie surprise party.
Can I just have the candy?
He don't look so scary to me.
Yeah, he looks kind of funny.
It's alive. It's alive!
There's something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
There's something weird.
I'm going to have to call the Halloween police.
Well, you used to love Halloween.
What are you doing, Frankenstein?
I'm sitting alone in a cemetery.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
I got lots of candy. What's everybody going to be for Halloween?
Ah, I'm a monster!
I know, it's scary, isn't it?
Freaky.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
Ooh, how deliciously evil looking. It's like something out of Stephen King.
Happy Halloween!
It's the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Trick or treat!
Look at me. Some candy.
Happy Halloween.
Grashirophobia will be our topic on Truth or Baloney.
What?
Yeah, I'll explain later. Right now, it's the timeline for October 21st with your host, Rich Thomas.
294th day of the year with 71 days remaining in this year. Today is Back to the Future Day on account of, on October 21st, 2015, the futuristic date was depicted in part two of the trilogy. So October 21st, anyway, that's Back to the Future Day. It's babbling day, and that's what I'm doing right now.
I feel like that, too. Like I know what I want to say, but it's coming out weird.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Well, this is the day for it, buddy.
Yep.
National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day. Ew. Hold the pumpkin, please.
Yeah.
140 years ago, 1879, Thomas Edison turned on the first working light bulb, Menlo Park, New Jersey. It burned out 40 hours later. Isn't there like a light bulb that's been burning for 100 years somewhere?
There is a, I think he did it in Random Facts one morning. There's a light bulb that's been going on forever, That one that Edison, you know, how stupid New Jersey is. You know, Edison, the cradle of invention, they didn't even bother to preserve his buildings. Henry Ford had to do it.
Right.
Move it to...
to Dearborn, Michigan that's a great place to visit. In fifth grade, that's what we did. 101 years ago in 1918, Margaret Owen of New York City set a typing speed record on a manual typewriter, 170 words per minute, no errors. No errors. See, that's the thing. Kids, if you make a boo-boo now, you just go backspace, but on a typewriter, it's on that page.
Yeah.
You know.
But then we had the miracle white strips.
White strips.
Them white outs. Mm-hmm.
And then some typewriters, really fancy ones, would go back and
I had one of those, the IBM Selectric 600.
Oh, nice. Very nice. On this date in 65, the Beatles started recording their sixth album, one of my favorites, Rubber Soul, including songs like Run for Your Life, Norwegian Wood, Michelle. 1967, Washington, D.C. on this date, about 100,000 people gathered to protest the American war effort in Vietnam. 50,000 protesters marched on the Pentagon to ask for an end to the war. On that same day in 67, a Lulu of a song peaks at number one, To Sir With Love, title track from the movie. See what it did with the Lulu of a song?
Because
her name is like Lulu and stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Lulu.
1972, Chuck Berry's only, first and only number one hit, which was what?
My Ding-a-Ling.
Yes.
That's right.
It was his only number one record, 1972.
I better dump that. I don't think we're still allowed to say that on the air.
21 years ago, in 1972, same day, Curtis Mayfield started a four-week run on the U.S. album chart with Superfly, including the song, Freddy's Dead, That's What I Said.
We played that. On our, well, it was brand new then, but it's classic rock now.
Yeah.
We played some of that
stuff. Freddy's Dead. Now our song of the day. The famous rock producer Lou Adler found these guys. Four boys who went to high school in Hollywood. Lead singer Rob Grill. They sold just 20 million records, that's all. Stuff like Midnight Confession, Loving Things, Wait a Million Years. And this one, Sooner or Later, Love's Gonna Get You. Grassroots.
Sooner or later, love.
Love me some Grassroots, especially Midnight Confession. I think it's one of my favorites. And let's Live for Today.
Oh,
that one?
Awesome song.
Great song.
It blows me away that Creed Bratton from The Office was part of the Grassroots.
Is that right?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Oh, no. My goodness. Timmy.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, they went to high school in Hollywood. How about that? How weird would that be? Okay, baseball fans everywhere, 44 years ago, one of the most iconic moments in World Series history, what am I talking about? 1975.
That would have been Carlton Fisk.
Carlton Fisk, Game 6, World Series, bottom of the 12th, Boston Red Sox catcher hits a deep ball to the left field, looks like it's going to be foul, he kind of wills it fair,
yep.
And they won the game, but it turns out that Cincinnati... came back and won the series.
That series really pulled baseball out of a tailspin, popularity-wise.
How many times have you seen that clip, right?
Yeah.
And then if you've seen the movie Goodwill Hunting with Robin Williams, he uses that story to make a point.
You know, the whole shot of Fisk from the left field wall willing was an accident. There was a rat in the scoreboard, and the cameraman abandoned the camera, and it just sort of followed him down the first baseline.
That's cool. I never knew that. And there's that Citgo sign in the background there.
Yep.
At Fenway. On this date in 92, a report prepared for the Los Angeles Police Commission made an amazing discovery. The city was unprepared to handle rioting that broke out the previous spring. 16 years ago in 2003, a guy named Kirk Jones became the first person to survive going over Niagara Falls without safety devices. He was charged with illegally performing a stunt. What idiot wants to do that? I don't know. Maybe Kim Kardashian. She's 39 today.
Yeah.
Jeremy Miller, who was Little Ben Seaver on Growing Pains, is 43 today. Patty Davis, that's Ronnie and Nancy Reagan's daughter. She's 67. Manfred Mann is 79, Do I Diddy, and Blinded by the Light.
That's a song I will always hate, just played way too much. Too much itty titty jump titty too.
Written by, Blinded by the Light is a Bruce Springsteen song. Carrie Fisher would have been, she would have turned 63 today. She died in 2016. Princess Leia in the Star Wars movie. And in, is there, so she's going to be in this one?
I want to say that she is somehow. I don't remember how, but I believe she is, yes.
Digitally?
Somehow.
Okay. We're 10 days away from Halloween. 13 days till the time change. Thanksgiving is 38 days, which means the Iron Bowl is 2 days later. And Christmas now, just 65 days away. You're up to date on the timeline.
With your host, you know, I just realized I was not here a year ago today. I was in Florida going to a memorial, and the thing that reminded me was the Man for Man song. Because the guy that I was impersonating is the guy who had passed away.
Right, right.
The guy who talked with a lot of energy and never really said,
Rick?
Sean.
Yeah. Sean, yeah.
But I'll give him credit. He said, I don't have an act. I got to do something. 6:30 is the time. Don Duggan, how are we doing with that predictathon? Any?
Oh yeah. Well, I had to start my computer. It took forever to load up. Normally, I turn it off on Fridays and then I turn it back on Saturdays when I come in. But I did not come in on Saturday this week.
Alabama was not as impressive as we had hoped. Saturday.
No, they actually weren't. Then Tua got hurt, and Tua may be out at least one game, but maybe two games.
I'll be surprised if we have a winner, because it seemed like most of the predictions were like really 50 high. To yeah. 6.
What was the score, final score on that?
35-13, something like that.
Well,
I think, right? Know. Am I right?
We need a specific score.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
You want to just guess one?
As they, no, I'm pretty sure they have.
I think it was 35-13. But
it was. Sure. It was 35-13.
Yeah, that's not impressive. Sorry.
35. Well, we lost the quarterback there.
Yeah.
Got taken out.
Yeah, his ankle. It's got
at what point in the game? Obviously, I didn't watch. I was watching.
You were watching the Yankees lose.
Thanks. I had forgotten all about that until you reminded me.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Well, you'll be reminded every day we get updates about the World Series.
Well, you're looking that up. Just a reminder that Don Duncan and Son Mitch will be back this Friday. But during the week, we hope that when your car has needs for service or repair, whether it's basic or something a little more sophisticated, choose the master technician, state-of-the-art diagnostics, and the hands-down effort to provide top-notch customer service at Don Duncan's three locations in Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road just north of Vaughan, and downtown at 408 Madison, which makes it easy if you work for the government. Just drop your car off and they will get you back to work and get you back with your car later when you're ready. And they offer true wholesale pricing. Just got a big truck load. He said Kelly's. What was the other brand? When he was here on Friday, I know they got a big truck full of Kelly tires. Good time to get a good deal on those. And, of course, they always quote a price that includes installation. Don't play that buy three, get one free nonsense. That's a gimmick. And you're not going to save a dime. So go to the place that plays it straight, Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto.
John Edward O'Connor got really close with 35-17.
Oh.
But so far, I do not see. There's a lot of people. A lot of people did not go below 40 points
right
for Alabama on this
because,
thing.
Yeah, I mean, it just made sense to go high.
And I'm almost at the bottom here, but still got nothing. 38-13.
Wow.
I know, right? And I'm almost done. Just checking. Nope, nobody.
No winner.
Cheap and Trashy coming up. We'll have Weekend Hollywood Box Office. Not too many surprises there. And later on, our Morning Maroon nominees, Rocket Scientist, and our most electrifying story of the day, all coming up. Speaking of electrifying, how about the weather?
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
you the Reader's Digest version of the forecast here, but you can always go to my weather video. This is a good day to check it out because there's lots going on. Not only today and tonight with our severe weather threat, but another storm system later in the week, and jacket weather will be coming back soon. For today, the morning is dry. Risk of showers and thunderstorms later on this afternoon, this evening, and tonight. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. Damaging wind gust is the main threat. High today around 81. Tonight's low 60. Tomorrow could be a shower, I suppose, early, but then morning clouds give way to afternoon sun, high 72. Then chilly Tuesday night and Wednesday night, back to jacket weather, we're in the 40s again. Could be some more rain by late Thursday night, maybe the wee hours of the morning, showers and thunderstorms Friday, and then the weekend. It depends on which model you believe. One model says we're dry, one model says we're very wet, and that's amazing when the two major models that we look at are completely 180 degrees different. Right now this morning, partly cloudy skies, calm winds, 61 degrees, 634.
All right, we'll take a look at the roads. When we come back, we'll get ready for TV time.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. All clear this morning. We have no accidents to report anywhere. Things are rolling smooth into Montgomery on I-65 and 85 Boulevard. Looking good. Keep it up. Don't text and drive, and buckle up this morning and let's be safe out there, okay? Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has a bright, fresh new look and currently has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton, 270-9177 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's damage in Dallas, Texas from a tornado touchdown. There's a door-to-door search going on, making sure everybody's okay. Catherine Pascal says at her house,
one whole wall of the garage and the garage door were taken off the whole frame and deposited in the alley behind the garage, and four windows and three trees we lost.
Tens of thousands of people are without power. The first federal trial over opioid addiction starts today in Cleveland.
Earlier this month, Johnson & Johnson settled a lawsuit with two Ohio counties for $20 million. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says drug overdoses have dramatically increased over the last two decades. And in 2017, more than 70,000 people died from drug overdoses. Of those, about 68% involved a prescription or illegal opioid.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Is here, but you still have a chance for spooky savings at Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium. Ooh, looking for a last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape, or Zorro without the mask, or Batman on laundry day. Discount Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest a cape? You can be a naughty woman wearing a cape. Meow. Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium, located at the strip mall. Look for our plastic banner hanging over where the Circuit City sign used to be. Bleh, bleh.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, if it sounds like we're killing time at 6:38, it's because we're killing time.
Everyone is getting excited about Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everybody!
So simple, even a zombie.
trick-or-treating on my own.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with people eating my face.
For the past three Halloweens, you've gone as Wonder Woman.
My father made me go trick-or-treating till my feet were numb.
It's Halloween.
Up at someone's house and say trick or treat, they'll give me a free piece of candy.
Well, that was just plain creepy.
If I don't end the night with a pillowcase full of candy, someone's gonna freaking pay.
This year I'm going Halloween caroling.
What about the Halloween party?
Give me that candy.
Halloween, baby. Yeah. Trick or treat.
I'll tell you, it's real scary to be a police officer on Halloween.
Please don't take my brain out.
It's Halloween. You gotta give the kids what they want.
Frankenstein's house of tooth decay is closed.
Okay, that was killing time, and now we're killing time again for that magic moment when they say it's our turn to talk on TV. Coming into the Cheap and Trashy Weekend box office, Lady Gaga made a bang bang.
Oh?
Yeah. Meghan Markle.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, not that kind of bang. Meghan Markle.
Your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Here's yet another sign the era of the Monday through Friday 9-to-5 job is going to be history soon enough. The four-day work week is becoming a serious trend.
Yeah, 27% of companies now offer their employees the option of working four 10-hour days instead of five 8-hour days. And that's all according to a new study. Would you do that?
Absolutely, but I don't work 40 hours a week. I work way more than that.
All the overtime, especially with active weather days like today.
Yep.
Well, there's a lot to talk about, so let's hear from our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
I'm all for
I have a cush radio job.
I'm all for three-day work weeks. I mean, three-day weekends. Right.
I have questions about this. Now, if you look at history, I think it was Henry Ford that launched the five-day work week because it used to be six.
Right.
And that was 6, 8, or 10-hour work days a week. Mm-hmm. And you just did it because that's the way it
was. That's the way it was.
Then the five-day week gradually became a thing. And I don't know. I mean, I'm not against progress or people having more time off. The study said that morale was higher in companies that did the four-day week, but what about their production? If the production is good or the same, then go with it.
And what about this line that says here, some have found that some companies are going to unlimited vacation time. How can you do that?
Yeah.
I mean,
is that unlimited with pay, or can you just take time off?
I don't know. But if you give me a choice of unlimited...
I feel like that would be a disaster.
Yeah, really. I think so, too. What do you think, Jeff?
Probably unlimited with some
caveats. But also, if you
caveats.
Get to a three-day weekend, what day do you take? Do you take Monday or do you take Friday?
Oh, that's
my
point.
Biggest question.
Friday.
Yeah. I don't know. I like the idea of a little extra time off, but I never look at what we do as work. Yeah, I mean, we're busy. We do things. We have a good time here. But for people that really work, that have to make sales all day or go out on calls or make things, produce things.
No, I mean, yeah. I mean, I love being here, but would I rather be in bed right now? I don't know. That's tough. But then again, that breakfast.
Like
did you see the meatloaf?
I feel like with breaking news, you know, we stay later normally
that's the
anyways.
Problem
and then,
with the news and like weather, like me and Rich, we still work on the weekends.
Oh, yeah.
Not on air, but I mean, we're working.
We're pumping out weather. I'm up before dawn pumping out weather 365 days a year.
Well, if you didn't want to work 365 days a year, all that overtime when there's severe weather, you shouldn't have become the bastions of expertise that you are.
Oh, I'm glad you said it that way.
It goes with the turf.
I was worried about what word was coming out of your mouth.
Bastions.
They also talk about 40-hour work weeks. I don't... 40 hours? That's boring to me. I mean, I tried that once, and I was like, get bored.
Yeah. No, God taught me that lesson, man. When I managed to knocked myself out of the radio business for a little bit. I had to do that to survive. Mm-hmm. And, oh, my goodness, when I got back into this, I appreciated it like I never did before.
Right.
You know?
You go.
I want a vacation, a free vacation weekend. You know, it was like telemarketing. It's not that that's not honorable work. It's, but, man, you sit there and you got somebody walking around. We have a boss in here overseeing us.
Nope.
Telling us how to do everything.
Speaking of vacations, Andrew is on a big vacation right now.
Oh, the honeymooners.
Yeah, Andrew and Logan are enjoying time in the tropics.
Jamaica.
Yeah, in Jamaica. That's right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And he didn't take us with us.
Any postcards? Any?
I don't need to be around.
Yeah, we probably
don't. Yeah, no.
Jamaica, just let them do me.
Guess what? Wait till he finds out that marriage is a 7-day-a-week job that you love.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Look at the time.
Oh. I mean, you loved it so much, you've done it like 8 times.
Have a great day, guys.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
A nice we'll 10, 12-hour day there, Ryan.
All right. Thanks, guys. And to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
He's funny. Yeah, that seemed like a really great topic when I sent it over there.
Yeah, but it was kind of like, all right, we're done.
After about 30 seconds.
We're done.
I don't like it.
And then the producer says 3.
Yeah. Got 3 more minutes.
Well,
fill that time, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, when it comes to killing time, we are that's what we should call our show, the Murderer's Row. The Time Killers. A little bit later, I did not even know, did you, that Facebook has a smart speaker like Amazon Echo and stuff?
Is that the portal thing?
Yeah. And
I didn't know that.
It's selling very poorly, largely
it is.
Nobody trusts Facebook.
Oh, it had a ton of companies backed out of it in a single day. It lost the support of like Visa and MasterCard and a couple of other companies that were like, no, we're good. We're backing out.
Yeah.
Well, I don't blame it. Facebook has had some issues lately. 6:46 is the time, and Kaiser Fine Furniture is the place. Just for starters, you know they're beyond the greedy tentacles of a 10% sales tax in Montgomery from their location at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Inside, I love to have a go-to person at every business that sponsors this show. And at Kaiser Fine Furniture, it's Stella. She is incredible. So when you know what it is that you're looking to see, whether it's a single piece or an entire room full of furniture, she can direct you to the best choices at the lowest prices. And then whatever it is you select, you're only going to pay 8.5%. Because they're out of the Montgomery City tax jurisdiction. And that's another advantage for you as a consumer. Big functional building, aisles and aisles and aisles, and it doesn't help to have a navigator. That's my nickname for Stella. And really terrific people, too. If we found a recliner, we had a budget right around $400 for that piece, and we got it. Kaiser Fine Furniture. Their showroom, again, if you're going north on 231, it'll be on your right side just before you get to the Aushucks. Oyster Boys save 60% off on furniture in the warehouse. They need to move it. And by the way, open a Synchrony account with them and you'll qualify for a $50 gift card and 18 months interest-free financing. And, oh, 8.25%. I sold them short. That's the sales tax. I got everything wrong in this thing. I owe you guys one. But Stella's the bomb. 0% interest for 18 months. Qualified buyers and 60% savings on select items at Kaiser Fine Furniture.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, the sequel to Maleficent. There's two words I have trouble with. Maleficent. And cannabinoid. I always struggle with that. I don't know why. It's a brain fart thing. But Callie from CBD Store was here on Friday, and she helped me. She understood. Maleficent was the number one movie this weekend with only $36 million.
Yeah.
That is, I mean, that's a Disney film, right?
It is a Disney film, and it surprised me that it pulled in that money over the Zombieland 2.
Joker finished in second place with almost 30. It's up to almost a quarter billion after 3 weeks. Shell went to see Zombieland 2 Double Tap yesterday.
What do you think?
It was okay. Didn't seem to be too hot or cold one way or the other. The Addams Family cartoon is up to $60 million after 2 weeks. It finished fourth. And Gemini Man, that's the Will Smith movie, $36 million after 2 weeks, well below expectations. That is your weekend box office. Lady Gaga took a crazy spill during her performance in Vegas Thursday after she invited a male man on stage and jumped into his arms. However, his legs buckled.
I saw this. Okay, I didn't know that was her, though.
Yeah.
But I saw a video of this.
Why did she invite a mailman?
A mailman.
After the fall, Gaga said, "The only thing that's not okay is we need some stairs for the stage so I can get back up." The guy was reportedly in tears, so she invited him back on stage for a million reasons. You know, if my knees buckled under Gaga from her weight, I feel kind of silly. I probably would have just slunk out of there. Tom Brady has a cameo in the new Netflix comedy Living With Yourself, where he's coming out of a massage parlor, but he swears he was not taking a shot at massage owner, fan, and Patriots owner Robert Kraft.
Sure he wasn't.
The Redskins, who sucked like the Yankees, lost to the 49ers 9-0 yesterday, but if you bet on the Redskins, you won because the Niners were favored by 9.5 to 10 points. That makes Washington the second team in 25 years to cover a spread without covering a single or scoring a single point. That's pretty funny, I thought, anyway. Meghan Markle.
Yeah?
Meghan Markle.
Have you seen... you hear what's going on?
It's hard to be a queen.
It's...
Or a princess or whatever the hell she is. What did you hear?
Well, Harry over the weekend in a BBC documentary says there's a little division between him and his brother now. That we've gone, they're not seeing eye to eye.
The interview asks if she's okay, and she beats around the bush before admitting, well, not really okay. Meanwhile, Harry says he could see them moving to Africa someday. Nothing imminent, but it would get them away from the media. He says he doesn't want to see a repeat of what happened to his mother, Princess Diana. Says her death is a wound that still festers, and adds that dealing with the grief is something that takes constant management. Also in the tabloids, rumors that Harry and Prince William are not getting along. Part of our family being under the pressure it is, stuff happens, but we're brothers, we'll always be brothers. The majority of stuff is created out of nothing. But as brothers, it's just as I said, you have good days and you have bad days. There's a special called Harry and Meghan, an African journey, and it airs on ABC Wednesday night, 9 o'clock our time.
Yeah, I'll get your DVRs ready.
Who's the evil person who put this story about the Astros eliminating the Yankees? I will say this, that little Jose Altuve is a class act.
He's pound for pound.
I mean, he didn't just knock it over the edge of the fence. He hit it over the railroad tracks in the left field wall.
How old do you figure he is?
I think he's not even 30 yet.
Okay.
Good. First thing he says, praise God and my teammates. Very humble. Very humble.
What's his name again?
Altuve.
Jose Altuve. He was the MVP of the series, by the way. Quentin Tarantino, you got to respect this.
29 years old.
I was going to guess that.
Born in May of 1990.
It was...
God.
1990. Quentin Tarantino, let's give him credit, and maybe LeBron James will see how it should be done, is refusing to recut Once Upon a Time in Hollywood to appease Chinese censors, which means the movie won't play there. In other words, he gave up cash in order to retain his integrity. Although I don't know about that movie, if it has integrity or not.
What do they want cut, I wonder?
It's stuff with Bruce Lee.
Oh.
Yeah. Bruce Lee's daughter is still upset about the way Tarantino portrays her dad in the movie. She appealed to the Chinese Film Board. And I guess the Chinese Film Board said,
no,
One source says it was actually the violence that China didn't like, but whatever it was, he refused to give in to China's demands, and good for him. And now, how about this? And you know who's going to be really excited about this news?
Join.
Good guess. A live-action Barney the Dinosaur movie.
Oh, boy.
Featuring Daniel Kaluuya.
Who owns that franchise?
In the movie Get Out?
I don't know.
It's not a Disney.
PBS. Whatever PBS.
Probably on PBS, yeah.
So this Barney movie, live action, Barney, a ubiquitous figure, according to the producer, in many of our childhoods, then he disappeared into the shadows, left misunderstood. Now, if you listen to this show, we are all Barney all the time. That was a really weak, we mentioned earlier in the show, in case you weren't awake, Bill Macy, who used to play Maude's husband on the sitcom many years ago, passed away at the age of 97. Graciophobia and other phobias will be our, not the ones the media makes up, but real phobias will be our True the Baloney topic later. Do we have a conundrum you guys like?
We were very cool on both of those. I checked one, he checked the other, but we don't really, we're not in love with either of them.
Well, all right then. We will, and I think I have a convoluted intro for Random Facts today.
Okay. We also have the Montgomery Zoo coming in later this morning to talk to us about Zubu.
Does anybody ever think that I might want to know about these things?
I just found out about that as well. So
I'm glad.
And we might have been told, and I don't remember. We could have been told. I remember we had a lot of emails over the past couple of weeks about future dates. And I thought, no, that's in the future. I'll worry about that later. And now it's coming around.
That means I'm going to have to cancel one of my crap bits that I play. Zubu. No, I love Zubu. It's one of my favorite local events, too. So much fun. I wonder if Jacqueline Tomlinson's going to take little Steven there this year.
I would imagine.
I think he's ready for his
first. They haven't already been.
Yeah.
Did you see?
You're right.
He has multiple costumes for various Halloween moments.
Really?
Yes.
Steven does?
Yes. Jacqueline was showing us. This is for when we go to this thing. And what do they call those things now? Trunk or treat?
Yeah.
And so he had, his schedule was so busy with various trunk or treats, and he's got a different outfit for each one. and a different outfit for, I think, Halloween.
I'll tell you what. When it comes to
adorable,
you're finding more and more competition, aren't you? We're going to head down and get a look at the roads of Skipper. Our birthday celebrant, our Star Is Born feature today is Carrie Fisher.
Oh, yeah, right.
Carrie Fisher.
Would have been 63 today.
So we will salute her in just a moment. It's also Counter Buttons Day, but I'm going to let Gary Owens explain that. Right now it's 6:56.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, I sure hope you're having a good Monday morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are having more and more cars hit 231 coming out of Wetumpka headed into Montgomery. The boulevard is picking up a little bit all the way around the city. And as we get closer and closer to 7 o'clock, we got more traffic on I-65 and 85, but no accidents anywhere. Drive carefully this morning and stay with us for more traffic updates. Bring your good credit to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. You'll have a great selection of used cars, trucks, SUVs, and crossovers starting at just $199 a month. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dan. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dan. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And we understand that you don't buy jewelry and diamonds every single day, and it could be a little bit of a difficult experience. We don't want it to be that way. We want it to be easy. We promise you the absolute finest quality and the most beautiful jewelry and at the best price. We have credit for 12 months. Shop us. Shop anybody else you want in town. But if you shop us, you're going to save yourself hundreds or possibly thousands of dollars. So at least shop Marguerite's. Let us show you what we can do. No one will beat us.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Hi, is this Brittany?
Yes.
You won!
Yay!
You get a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy every month for a year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon.
Awesome!
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.